Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The gay-friendly Republican governor of Utah, John Huntsman, has resigned his office to become the new United States ambassador to China. As governor of Utah, Huntsman was the most popular holder of that office in the state's history, pulling 77% of the vote in last November's re-election. Earlier this year, Huntsman warned the National Republican Party needs to knock off its antagonistic attitude towards lesbians and gays if it wants to recover from last November's national trouncing by the Democratic Party and expand past its Deep South and Rocky Mountain state bases. During the last months of George H.W. Bush's term as president, Huntsman also served as the U.S. ambassador to Singapore. The new governor of Utah, Huntsman's lieutenant governor, Gary Herbert, is not inclined to follow Huntsman's gay-friendly pattern, as he is already on record as opposing civil unions. Sponsors of a campaign to repeal Washington State's new domestic partnership law have demanded the state's Public Disclosure Commission not identify their financial backers publicly, claiming they have received threats of violence from supporters of the law. The so-called Everything But Marriage Law was supposed to take effect on the 26th of July, but was put on hold until it could be determined that the repeal campaign had submitted the necessary 120,577 valid signatures to place the repeal initiative, called R-71, on the November ballot. Over 137,000 signatures were submitted. The political group WhoSigned.org has said it will publish online the names of those who signed petitions to repeal the new law. That policy is not supported by the official campaign to oppose R-71, though. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order preventing the publications of those signatures while they are being counted and verified. And the American Psychological Association has emphatically repudiated so-called gay-to-straight therapy that claims to turn homosexuals into heterosexuals. In a resolution adopted by a 125-4 vote of the APA's Governing Council and in a comprehensive report based on 2 years' research, the 150,000-member APA has declared itself in opposition to the euphemistically termed reparative therapy championed by self-described ex-gay groups such as the Orlando-based Exodus International. The APA finds not only is there no evidence that such therapy actually works, it is demonstrably harmful, leading to severe depression and suicidal tendencies. The association suggests that gay men and lesbians considering gay-to-straight therapy on religious grounds change their churches instead. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.